Good afternoon, Tony. Travelling well. Nice bit of rain around during the week, which is the talking point of everyone at the sale yesterday. Certainly the northwest and northeast and northern Midlands certainly ended up around about 40 or 50 mils and Fingal Valley. But then you get down a little bit further and it wasn't quite as good as that. I think around Bothwell was more sort of around that 15 mils, maybe 20 in places, and further south the same. So, but still very, very good. And in parts, one of the northeast blokes was telling me yesterday that they've had 50 mils for the month. So that's, you know, like things are looking very good up there and up the north, far northwest. And as I said, through a lot of the northern Midlands. So that's really set things up. Talking to a Victorian agent yesterday, and he was saying that they are still in need of rain in Victoria, although they have in the last 24 hours had a bit more rain. Parts of New South Wales are good, parts need rain. So if you're a Tasmanian and wondering why we worry about Victorian and New South Wales rainfall, it sort of affects the whole of the livestock industry. Yep. Because we're so reliant on what happens over there.
The big story yesterday, the Herefords were up for sale at the Wiener sale. How'd they go?
Yeah, we had 2,320 elders had their, what they call their feature Hereford sale. She's worked out with the numbers. It was about 42% Herefords, 35% Angus, and 17% Black Baldies, and then a few others. So although it was a Hereford feature sale, there were certainly other cattle there as well. There was a magnificent lineup of Hereford steers in the front row, and they sold accordingly, probably per kilo, the best of the autumn. We saw the calculator at a couple of times down that front row got over 500 cents. Well, it's a fair while since we've seen that for those heavier steers this autumn. $1,240 to $2,020 a head to average $495. The next run down, $1,020 to $1,600 to average $420. And lighter, $900 to $1,360 to average $435. Over in the heavier heifers, there was a wide range here because there were a couple of pens of Herefords that were bought to be breeders. They topped at $1,740 a head, but most of those heavier ones went anywhere from $900 to $1,700. Next run down, $880 to $1,100 to average $3.30. And then the next run down, between 200 and 280 kilos, they averaged around 380 cents a kilo and at times nudged 400 cents. So they were probably the pick per kilo of the heifers. They made $680 to $1,300 and then very small, $550 to $630 a head. I don't think there were any went out, which indicates that we're right up there with the Victorian sales. In fact, that was verified by the elder's boss who was down yesterday. He just said that, you know, we're certainly there or in places a little bit dearer than the interstate sale, so that's good news. Still on cattle, Tony, couple of bull sales during the week. Woodburn had their Murray Grey sale and Dunrowan had their Shorthorn sale. Both of them had full clearances, which is, you know, very, very good because, that you know, you don't want bulls hanging around for too long. And averages were very good. I think the Woodburn average was very similar to last year. So that was excellent. Hereford bull sales, well, the two Quambie and Guildford bull sales the week after Easter, that'll sort of tidy up most of the bull sales for the autumn and then we end up in the spring for the next lot. Couple of dates that people might want to just sort of keep in mind. We've got two Wiener sales next month, one Nutrien on the 20th and Elders on the 27th. That will sort of tidy up the Wiener sales. We then go back in May to the normal monthly store sales. And obviously on the 25th, being Anzac Day, which is a Tuesday, there won't be a normal sale at Piranha. Another little note I've just got here too is that with the bull sales right through the autumn, Auctions Plus has been used a lot to either view and or bid on bulls. So that's pretty interesting that seems to have been out of the COVID situation, seems to have stayed around there.
Yeah. Okay. Now, the cattle market on the mainland, any big news there?
No, not really. They're waiting on rains. I think if anything, they're sort of a little bit cheaper in a lot of places. You know, there's a lot of yearlings only making 300 to 360 cents a kilo. It takes a very good yearling or veeler to get over 400 cents a kilo in the yards. Cow market's holding up pretty well, and I think that's because the lean beef job in the US has improved a bit over the last month, so that probably gives the exporters a little bit more incentive to push in there. So yeah, no, just hanging along. Numbers, they're saying that numbers, well, certainly the slaughter numbers are high, way higher than they were this time last year. But you've got to factor into that that this time last year we were still struggling with labour shortages through all the abattoirs. So, but we are a lot higher slaughter-wise, and so in the yards and direct to works there are more cattle around, which you'd expect because we've had a good 3 years' worth of rebuilding. So that's sort of expected.
Okay, now lamb and sheep.
Okay, the lamb market's showing some signs of a little bit of resurrection, particularly, and once again, it's the well-finished heavy lambs that are attracting. Bendigo, there weren't a lot on Monday, but at Ballarat on Tuesday, Hamilton on Wednesday, and Wagga yesterday, a lot of these better lambs are now sort of averaging anywhere from 700 to 750 cents, and there were some good quality trade lambs in that sort of 24 to 26 bracket, kilo bracket, that nudged up towards $8 a kilo. So that's good news on that. But as we've said now for some months, once they're unfinished, they're very quickly down to 550, 600 cents a kilo. There's a big difference. You know, like we're talking $20, $30, $40 a head, same weight, but not finished. So there's a big gap there. And one would imagine that's going to stay like that for a while. Hard, a little bit hard to tell. And then the mutton market also showed a bit of improvement later in the week, particularly. A lot of mutton now, sort of 350 to 400 cents a kilo. So that's come off that 250 to 300 cents that we were talking, you know, over the last 3 months, I suppose. So I suppose the talking point of the week really has been the rain.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, Richard, you have a great weekend.
Will do, Tony.